Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? Welcome into Dollars to Deuces, a Toilets to Titles production. This is episode 20, our week 18 NFL preview, and I had some other tasty treats in there because got all sorts of random stuff for you tonight. I am joined by my buddy, who I hadn't been on the air with for a little while. We had a good run there while I was at school.
Yeah.
My buddy Joe.
It was good.
How's things going? Good,
my friend. Yeah, for a few weeks there, I was not a Lone Ranger. I had Nate filling in, and he was like, yeah, I think Nate was bored out of his mind, you know, being away from his family for work for a few weeks. And he's like, you know what? Please let me be on your show, Joe, please. So, no, it was great. It was a good run, man. I really enjoyed having you on, and it's nice to be with you on your show. I'm usually, you know, I've a few times now over the past month, I guess I've filled in a few times with Rich. So it's going to first time I'm doing Dollars to Deuces with you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm excited. Hopefully my phone doesn't ring tonight at some point. It's really, it's like -3 here right now. So I got my nice hat on because it's a balmy.
You guys get cold over there in the Midwest. We were like freezing our butt. We had a mild over here in northeastern New Jersey. I'm right near New York City. We had a really mild fall. And it was only like it dropped to like 22 or 24 just a few days ago. And it's really not that cold, but it had been like a dramatic drop like of 30 degrees like overnight. So
yeah, I mean,
woke up, you know, and it was like, we just weren't used to it. And it was like, oh my God, it's freezing out.
It really didn't, it hasn't been that bad until about a week ago. And then like this morning at 4:30 in the morning was the warmest it was all day today. And it just dropped all day. I think the high tomorrow was 7.
Oh, so. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's actually better now than it's been. But the past few days, it's been like, you know, just a chilly, like wet cold, and just not used to it. That's all. And I was telling my wife, who grew up in L.A., so she even to this day, she's still like really not used to this type of weather. I told her, I said, don't worry, like, in another month, we're going to hit like 0 a few times. And then after that, when we get up to 22, it's going to feel like pretty warm.
Yeah, it'll be when it gets up to 30 and you're wanting to go outside and work in a T-shirt. So.
It's, exactly. Yep. T-shirts, shorts. Yep. Absolutely. Just have to get used to it. So I can't believe it. We're here at week 18 of the NFL.
I know.
The season is
it sucks.
I still don't like the idea of the 17th NFL game. I still don't like it. I still think they should have just kept it at 16. I thought it was nice and clean, and maybe I'm just a traditionalist, but I thought it was nice and clean. I like the even number 16. And listen, these players get banged up like crazy. And I think it's just like another week of regular games that, you know, that you have more opportunity for injuries at the wrong time leading into the playoffs. So, but I can't believe the season's over, man. It's been going fast.
Yeah, I liked that the teams could just sit there at mediocrity at 500. You know, now it looks a lot worse if you're like eight and, you know, or 7-9.
I know. You know, 8-8 sounds so much better than 8-9. It's like, oh, we could have been 500, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I'll tell you, it's funny. There's just to point out real quick, I guess, before we get to our real regular content, there's still 3 playoff spots to be decided. So we got some interesting, you know, games to follow this week. And that is in the NFC, there's one spot that's being battled between the 49ers and the Saints. Basically, if the 49ers win, they're 9-7. If they win, they're in, because the Saints are 8-8. So, you know, the Saints would have to win and they need the 49ers to lose. And in the AFC, you've got 2 spots that are still open that I believe are being battled for by 3 teams. That's the Colts, the Chargers, and the Raiders, who are all 9-7. And the Chargers and Raiders are the final game of the regular season Monday night.
Yeah. Well, and I think if the Colts lose, the Steelers can get in.
You know what? You're right. The Steelers. Like, you're right, because the Steelers are 8-7-1.
Yeah,
they're 8-7-1. They had the tie with the Lions. So you're right. I forgot about that. The Steelers still have a chance as well.
If the Niners lose and the Saints win, pretty sure it's going to be Bucks Saints, and that is not going to fare well for old Tommy Tampa.
That doesn't. Nope. Saints have handled the Buccaneers with ease. That will be interesting. That will be interesting.
I mean, I love Mike Evans. I have since he came from Texas A&M. But anyways, we'll talk about it later. You can find us always Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, We're on Facebook, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. If you are listening to us on Apple, please give us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. It helps us out. You know, or if you don't want to give us a 5-star review, whatever you think we deserve, you know, hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube as well, so you know when we're going live. We're obviously going to cut down a few shows in the off season once everything kind of dies down. I'm not sure what we're going to plan on doing. We haven't really talked about it yet because we still got plenty of football left to bet on. And, you know, like I said, I don't really want to think about not having it. So also, we have a Patreon. Check it out if you would like. We'd love to have you. Patreon.com/toiletstitles. Three different tiers. $3 a month gets you to the group chat on Discord. Tier two is $5 gets you into that group chat. Entry into the Frankenstank League next year, which Joe, well, you guys split the pot.
Yep, I came in second place. I think I was I'd like to think I was the heavy favorite for our Frankenstank Fantasy Football League. And but yeah, hey man, he, you know, Graboid ran the gauntlet through. I think he was the number 11 seed, and he defeated, you know, teams I think that had, like, you know, I think teams that were all expected to beat him, and he won each time, including in the final championship game against me. Yeah, yeah. But we did split the pot, so that was, yep. But I wanted the bragging rights, damn it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got him in the redraft league. You beat me. I was the number 1 seed. You're the number 2 seed.
It was a good game.
It was fun.
It was a good game. I did win. That was the only league that I won this year too. So I was only in 5 leagues. I'm not like in that many leagues, but yeah, that was the one that I won. So hey, bragging rights there. But I didn't pick that team. That was an auto draft team, but still it counts.
Well, you were in Mexico. It's okay. It still counts. You still
exactly,
you were the
exactly. Exactly.
Also, you get access to the waiver wire episodes, which come out Monday, like fourth quarter of the Monday night game. Tier 3 is $10 a month, gets you 1-on-1 roster analysis, free entry into the Frankenstank League, and then as well as group chat and the waiver episodes. Before we get going, too, we are running a playoff league on MFL. I don't know what the last number was of people we have signed up for. It's $10. I want to say there's over 50, and we're hoping to get
that, like, we're over 50?
Yeah.
Wow, you know what? Okay, then I'm unsure. I thought we were at 40 or over 40. I know we're trying to get to at least 50, but you could be right. You could be right.
Well, I want to get to 100.
I think we surpassed 40. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I want millions of people involved.
Oh yeah. So hit us up. Anybody on the team, you can get us too on Twitter. I hit the wrong thing there. Sorry. You can find me at Nate_Dirt19. My guy Joe at JoeJ_Clark.
Yeah.
Get those up there in case people forget, right? And then you can find the show at Toilets Titles. So any of those, let us know. Like I said, it's $10 to get in. It's one quarterback, two running back, two receivers, a tight end, and a middle linebacker. Basically, pick a lineup every week, and once you use a guy, you can't use him again. So a little bit of strategy goes into it. Also, check us out.
Something I've never done before.
It's fun. It's a good time. It's a cool concept to do because, you know, some of those playoff leagues, you get kicked out after 1 week, and it's like, you know, this might really keep you interested. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Check out toiletstitles.com. Videos, articles, NFL content, fantasy content, all kinds of good stuff. We'll still be kicking out tons of work for the draft. I know Joe's been preparing, Coach Sheps as well. Joe and Coach were on earlier tonight with Justin and the Gridiron Scholar, John Lobb. Be sure to check that episode out. John Lobb is an electric factory. That guy's awesome. I was disappointed, man. I couldn't be on the show with him.
John was a lot of fun. Definitely check out that episode. We wrapped it up like an hour and a half ago. That was a lot of fun. And viewers, you will really like John Lobb a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like I said, just full of knowledge. You know, he's awesome.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's get into it. I said I kind of sprung this on you a little bit, just talking about some end of year awards before we get into the game picks and stuff. I know MVP, as far as Rodgers is -400. I think I said Brady is +950. He's the next closest. I obviously, you know, fanhood or not, like I said, I would think Rodgers deserves it. He's pretty well shown on the field that he's pretty.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else for MVP for this year. There's no one else that comes to my mind that, you know, I think could really, you know, that I could really put up. I mean, maybe Joe Burrow, maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I think I'd have to go with Rodgers. And like I said earlier, just off screen before we actually started the show, you know, if I think if Derrick Henry had stayed healthy and was continuing to have the awesome year that he was having, you know, I would say, in my opinion, he would have been neck and neck with Rodgers because Tennessee was looking great and they're looking good now. They're, you know, in great position in the playoffs. Derrick Henry is coming back. But I think that would have been an interesting contest between Derrick Henry and Aaron Rodgers for MVP.
Yeah, for sure. I think it would have been fun to see, like you said, just I would have liked to see how Henry's year would have been the way he started. I mean, it took like what, 3 or 4 weeks after he got injured for for Jonathan Taylor to pass him, you know, for rushing yards. It's
Yeah.
just,
Yeah,
it
I
was
wonder if he's
wild, you
still
know. I
top
mean,
five. Yeah, amazing.
I can't remember. I have to look, but
I love Derrick Henry.
offensive rookie of the year. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a, it's just fun to watch. Offensive rookie of the year. DraftKings and FanDuel both only have two guys listed. Ja'Marr Chase is at -250 and Mac Jones at +195. I'd been on the Mac Jones train throughout the year. And I don't know. It's a what have you done for me lately thing, I think, with the offensive rookie of the year. And after, you
Yeah.
know, Chase's game last week, and he is phenomenal. I'm not trying to downplay him by any means. I just, me, Mac Jones has shown consistency throughout the year. He's shown, you know, when they're down, that he has the ability to bring them back. You
Yeah.
know, I, to me, that's, you know, because, and we all have, they all have down games. I understand that, but there was quite a few
Oh
weeks there
yeah.
where Chase didn't do anything, you know.
There were a few, but I mean, he has had a monster season. And
Yeah.
he did have a monster game this past weekend, but he's had a few monster games too. And his season, his performance this season was so outstanding that I think I have to, you know, I think I have to give it to him. You know, Mac Jones had a really, really nice year. Really happy for him. And but I think I got to go with Chase Young myself. I'm Chase Young with Ja'Marr Chase myself.
Yeah, it'd be it's tough not to, just because it's, he has put up some enormous numbers, and Mac Jones has been just consistent. You know, I think it
Yeah.
before
Yeah.
it, I you know, so it, either one. Defensive player of the year, TJ Watt is at a is at -1700. And I think if he gets one more sack this weekend against the Ravens, which he will, because their offensive line is terrible,
Yeah.
he'll break Strahan's record. And in like four fewer games, I
Four
think,
fewer games. So
because
it's
he's been
not a
hurt.
season?
Well, it's
Oh, I
it
got
is the
you because he
season,
was
but he's
hurt.
only, yeah, he's only played like
Oh,
12 games.
that's right. He was hurt for a few games. That's right. Wow. Oh,
You know,
amazing. Amazing.
and I love Strahan. I know you do too, as a Giants fan. Like I said, I always loved
Oh,
watching him, and you know, but
yeah. All
it's gonna
records are
be.
meant to be broken. And to be honest with you, I to this day I do feel that Brett Favre, you know, took a dive for Strahan for that final sack that gave him they gave him the record that year.
Both could be remembered, but
Yeah.
I did bet on, actually I have a couple bets out there. I bet on Trayvon Diggs just because some idiot might, not saying people are, that's an idiot because he is very, very good, but I don't think he's worthy of defensive player of the year just because he has about 12 interceptions or something, which is phenomenal. I'm not taking anything away
Yeah.
from him. And it was like, it wasn't even, I think, +700 or something, but just a little bit on that just for fun. Micah Parsons, and he actually, his odds are like, I just told you that +900 or something. So he's actually the second favorite on FanDuel for
I
defensive
think he
player of the
should
year.
be.
Yeah,
I
I
think he
without a
should be.
doubt. And
Yep.
I also bet on Darius Leonard. I don't know. He'd be hard to not, but I don't think he will. He's, you know, ton of takeaways. Just a, he's all over the place. And I got him at +8000. So that's more just kind of like a, you know, shot in the dark.
Yeah.
But hey, it can happen.
It's not a bad idea just to lay down a $5 bet.
Yeah.
P
Offensive player of the
potentially win a lot
year.
of money.
Exactly. I said I'd be more if I, well, I guess we'll see what happens before it comes up to it. But offensive player of the year. Same with on FanDuel, was I wasn't checking DraftKings for some reason. They got Cooper Kupp and JT, Jonathan Taylor. They're both -110. For me, and I guess maybe I'm being biased, I love Jonathan Taylor. That's probably who I'd pick. But
Yeah,
at the
I don't
same
know. I
time,
mean,
it's hard to not pick Cooper Kupp. I mean, what he's done this year is just unreal. Especially, you know,
yeah.
with Bobby Trees, you know, Robert Woods going down. Now they have OBJ over there, you know, and some other weapons. Matt Stafford just throws a ton of interceptions all of a sudden, and Kupp's still putting up big numbers.
Yeah. I'd vote for Kupp, but it's like it really doesn't matter. It's like they've really had like equally good years, and you know, the odds being, you know, -110 each or whatever it is makes all the sense in the world. Like, to me, there's not like one guy who's really head and shoulders above the other. They both had phenomenal years.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. Like I said, both those guys just continue to, you know, week in, week out perform, and we'll see. You know, either one would be just fine, I think. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. Comeback player of the year. I listed these first two. They have Dak at -175, and then the next is Joey Burrow at +135. Me personally, I would be betting on Joe Burrow. To be honest, and Coach Jeff's probably mad, I don't think there's been quite a few games this year where Dak did not play very well. The offense didn't even seem like it was
quiet games.
Very quiet. And granted, I said Joe Burrow, same thing. That's why they're not, it is what it is. But I like Joey Burrow +135. And actually he's sitting out this week, so he can't really do anything to up his stock. You know, and we'll see what Dak does against the Eagles. I don't know. The Eagles front is very good. So
my picks, that's actually one of my picks we'll get to later. I took the Eagles getting the points. So they're fighting for their
tough.
Yeah, I think I took them getting the points. So we'll get to that later, though. Yeah, I'm surprised there's that big of a difference between Dak, who's at -175, and Burrow, who's at +135.
Carson Wentz is like +10,000. Nick Bosa is like +6,500. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think I'd go with Burrow. I think I'd go with Burrow in this one.
Me too. Last one, Coach of the Year. Zach Taylor's the favorite. That was on DraftKings at +150. Matt LaFleur, +175. Mike Vrabel, +350. And then I put in there, my favorite is Frank Reich. I know Justin does not like him, but for me, he is the only guy.
I love Frank Reich.
He is the only coach, you know, in my opinion, that this year that the team has gotten better. With LaFleur, the special teams stinks still. It hasn't changed. The defense was bad, then it was good, and it's doing, you know, well or whatever. But Frank Reich, all three phases have gotten better throughout the year.
Yeah.
They started out, 1-4?
Yeah.
That's my pick.
Yeah. They're like 0-3, 1-4, whatever it was. And they had a lot of their losses were, these were the good teams too. Lost to the Titans twice. They had a heartbreaking loss against the Ravens Ravens, even though they were always injured and they've gotten more injured as the year progressed, the Ravens were still, I think at that point, like when they played the Ravens, they were like 5-2, I believe, or something like that. Like the Ravens were still being productive. And it was just one of those like Lamar Jackson magic wins. They weren't losing to nobodies. The Colts were, they had tough losses. They weathered that. And here they are with a chance. I think they may have, destiny in their own hands and they're under their own control. If they win, I think they're in. So I think that was a great performance. I'm with you. I love Frank Reich.
I love that guy. And then another one too, I really like Mike Vrabel +350. The way that they kept winning.
But after Henry went down?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, you look at the defense too, how far, the defense was poor last year. The defense is good this year. It's just, they're a good team. I love Mike Vrabel a lot. And I kind of like fell in love with the guy as a head coach when a few years ago when they, I think, took out the Ravens. And I there's no other organization that I respect more in the NFL than the Ravens.
I got to run upstairs real quick. You want to hop in your picks real quick? I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is that cool? Okay. Just like I said, you can go through your picks. I'll be right back. Finley's crying. I got to go help him.
Go ahead. 10 seconds. Go ahead. So anyway, peoples. My love affair with Vrabel, my respect for Vrabel went back a few years ago when they beat the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs. And I think it was like 3 years ago when they beat the Ravens in the playoffs. No one was really expecting that. I wasn't expecting it. The game was in Baltimore, I believe. And they punched the Ravens right in the mouth. They basically like beat the Ravens at their own game. It was like a physical game, a running game, which is like everything that the Ravens love to do. And Vrabel's Titans basically, you know, pounded them into the ground. And then they went over to then the Titans went over to Kansas City, and they lost. You know, they lost, but I think in the beginning, the first half of the game, if I recall correctly, they were winning. And they wound up losing to the Chiefs, who I think wound up winning the Super Bowl that year against the 49ers. But my point is that Vrabel has had the Titans playing at a high level for a long time. You know, the Titans remind me of the Ravens a lot. They really do. A well-coached team, good defense, great running game, quarterback who's good, really not that great in the passing game. I mean, the Titans have a really good pass receiving potential with A.J. Brown, but the guy can't stay healthy. He's had a poor year this year, even when he's been on the field, except for like the past 2 weeks. But, you know, they're very similar to the Ravens. And Vrabel, I think, is a really good head coach. So I like them as well. But I got to say, like, my hands down for me, you know, Frank Reich deserves he deserves all the credit in the world. Vrabel does as well. LaFleur's had a great season with the Packers, and they've got the best record in football. They're going to have the number one, the number one seed in the NFC as well. And but I got to go with Zach Taylor and the Bengals. I mean, I think he took over the Bengals, I think, last year. And, you know, they didn't have a great year last year, but, you know, you're worried about Joe Burrow being, you know, the injury he had last year. Was that going to derail possibly his career? He had, also they're having offensive line problems coming this year, and the Bengals have been phenomenal. You look over what the Bengals have done, not just over the course of the year, but, you know, to me, the past 2 weeks, this is playoff time. This is when it really matters, when you separate the teams who know how to win from the teams who haven't learned how to win yet. And I didn't think the Bengals were going to be winning the last two games that they won. I forgot who they beat. They beat the Ravens. I think, what was it, 2 weeks ago? They beat the crap out of them again for the second time this year. But it was in December. And the Ravens are used to playing in this type of environment. That is like a playoff type of environment. The Bengals aren't. And they're a young team. And the Bengals destroyed them again. And then the Bengals just had a big win against the Chiefs this past Sunday. A big win against the Chiefs. And that was surprising because, again, the Chiefs have been in the playoffs for the past few years. They're used to this. But the Bengals won. The Bengals won. So, in my opinion, hands down, Zach Taylor, head coach of the Bengals, deserves head coach of the year award. Hands down. So, all right. So I'm going to do my picks while we're just waiting for Nate to return. I'm going to do some of my Week 18 picks. Now, the way I do picks, I know that Nate and Rich usually do like 5, 6, 7 picks. I always do on my own shows. I do the picks for each NFL game, so that's basically 16 picks a week I'll do. But for this program, I just picked what I felt were like five, like the ones I felt the strongest about how the results are going to be. And so there are five that I put down. I think Nate's got 7, but I picked 5 that I felt like you could take these to the bank, in my opinion. Okay, the Bengals at the Browns. I took the Bengals giving 3 points at Cleveland. Washington is at the Giants. I took Washington giving 6.5 points at the Giants. The Giants can't score. They can't score more than 6 points. I think this might be the safest bet of them all. And then you've got the Panthers at the Buccaneers. I'm taking the Buccaneers, who are giving 8 points. And then if you got the Chargers at the Raiders, the Chargers are getting 3 points. I'm taking the Chargers getting the points. And then you've got my last pick for Week 18 is the Cowboys at the Eagles. So the Cowboys are at the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles getting 7 points. I'll tell you, I think in my picks, I think I actually might have taken the Eagles both ways. That is with the points and straight up. Let me take a look. But I'm taking the Eagles getting 7 points. Okay, so I'm taking the Eagles getting the points, and I took the Cowboys straight up. But those are my picks for Week 18. Like my five, like take them to the bank picks. And let's see. So, okay. So just waiting for Nate to get back.
Sorry
There
about
you are,
that.
good sir. No, no
It's all
worries.
good.
I just wrap. No, it's all good. I just wrapped up my five picks. And again, real quick, I took. Going to do it real quick. I took the Bengals getting 3 points at Cleveland. I took Washington getting. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I took the Bengals giving 3 points at Cleveland. I took Washington giving 6.5 points at the Giants. I took the Buccaneers giving 8 points to the Panthers. I took the Chargers getting 3 points at the Raiders. And I took the Eagles getting 7 points at home against Dallas.
Oh yeah,
Those are
I
my
like it.
five week 18 picks.
I like it. I'll jump into mine. Like I said, I didn't last week was rough. I was 1-5. Yuck. Anyways, I guess I like I have this is tough. But anyway, I like Chiefs minus 10.5 at the Broncos. I know it's kind of done, but I just think that they're at another level, and I think they want to kind of keep going, keep things tuned up, you know, to get for the playoffs. Colts minus 15.5 at the Jaguars. Ton of points. Jaguars, not good. Colts, you know, like I said, they need a win, and I think they'll just kind of run the ball down the Jaguars' throats. Like the Patriots minus 6.5 at Miami. I don't, you know, same thing. I think they want to keep Mac playing. They need to kind of get to that next level for the playoffs. I think this is a good test for them. So I like them against the Dolphins. Cardinals minus 6.5 against Seattle. The Cardinals showed us something last week, kind of weird, out of the blue after kind of losing quite a few in a row.
Seattle's been
Seahawks
playing
are,
better though.
they have, they've
It's
played
been
better. They
a bad
beat
season,
the
but they've
doors
been
off
playing
the
better.
Lions. I
Yeah, I
just,
mean it's the Lions. It's the Lions. But even before that, they were playing. I thought I noticed that they were getting better. It's been 2 bad years in a row for Seattle, to be honest with you.
yeah, it was. It's uncharacteristic, but whatever. I took the Rams minus 4, with the Niners coming to town. You know, if I'm the Rams, I don't want to play the 49ers in the playoffs. You know, and obviously beating them this week is going to keep them out. Stafford's got to figure something out. He's been turning the ball over like crazy. They've been fortunate to win anyways. Defense has played well, you know, so I think the Rams are going to be too much for the 49ers, and very tough situation for Trey Lance. I think he's probably starting again. They haven't said yet, but you know, and he
He had a
played
good
well last
start
week,
last week. He
but
did.
it's the
He
Texans.
did. Yeah,
You know,
exactly. But
Kyle Shanahan's a little smarter of a coach.
yeah.
You know, I
Yeah.
think it'll be
Much more
tough on Trey.
talent.
So
Yeah, it
yeah,
is. It is.
you know, I like the Chargers minus 3 at the Raiders. Sorry, Rich. I know the Raiders won last week. Probably, you know, I think it's probably because they had John Madden on their side, you know, RIP, buddy. It's wild that it's, you know, anyways, I don't want to get into that whole thing, but anyways, I don't know how that happened. I just think the Chargers, you know, they are the better football team. Their defense is weird. Not sure if you want to play the Chargers in the playoffs. I don't know what will happen. You know, they're just so, you don't know who you're getting every week.
No, you don't know what Chargers team is going to show up. You just don't know.
And then if Aaron Rodgers is playing, I'm taking the Packers minus 3.5 the Lions. I told Joe that before the show. I can see, you know, I mean, because Aaron said today, you know, or yesterday, I'm sorry, you know, he wants to play, keep the rhythm going, and I completely agree. I don't want it to be like what we say 2012, Joe, where we had the bye, did we rested everybody the week before, got the bye in the
Yeah,
playoffs, and
against the
got
Giants.
smoked by the Giants. You know,
Yeah.
and I just let them play a half, whatever. If they play a half, we'll be up by plenty. That I don't think the Lions will come back with Timmy Boyle at the helm.
I agree with you.
So
Packers need
we'll see what
to,
happens.
yeah, I was saying on my show that man, I'm like, I saw the line for I saw the spread for the Packers Lions game. I'm like, all right, either this is a mistake or Aaron, it's already been decided that Aaron Rodgers is sitting down. That's so, you know, the spread was like 3 points or whatever. That's what the spread that I was looking at. It was like 3 points. I'm like, so, you know, something's up here. So, yeah, but listen, Aaron Rodgers wants to play, you know, at least a half. Let him.
Well,
Let him if that's what he wants. And he should. I agree with him.
and I mean, that's like I said, I think he'll play a little bit. We'll see. Maybe not, but
Yeah.
last but
And you know
not
what?
least, we'll, oh, go ahead.
Oh, real quick, I'm sorry. I screwed up on something. On my pick, I said that I gave the wrong the Chargers game. I said that I was taking the Chargers just like you, but I read it incorrectly. I said the Chargers were giving three. I said the Chargers were getting 3 points. I'm wrong. The Chargers are giving 3 points, even though the game's in Vegas. I am taking the Chargers no matter what. I think the Chargers are a better team, and even though the Chargers, you don't know what team's going to show up. I'd willing to bet they're going to show up in this game and win in Vegas.
Hey, shout out to old Rich Bisaccia getting the Raiders over 500 first. This second time the team's been over 500 since
Yeah.
2003. So shout out to that
Hey,
guy.
hats
Shout
off.
out to my dude Rich Gonzalez who couldn't join us tonight. I know he's not feeling real well. He said he's going home and rest up. I said go home, get some sleep, dude. So I miss you and I'll talk
Oh,
to you
yeah.
soon. But I
Raiders had a
think
good
this,
year, man. And if they win, it's going to be even better year because they're going to the playoffs. But even if they don't go, Raiders had a good year, man. They're going in the right direction.
for what they've gone through, very good.
Yep.
Anyways, let's move on
Yep.
to the our jokes of bowl games we tried to pick last week. We both, Rich and I, both 3-6 on our picks. Had a couple differences here and there. The first one we both picked was the Duke's Mayo Bowl, North Carolina versus South Carolina. The reason I picked that game was because I wanted to see how Sam Howell would do, and not
Yeah.
very good. I took North Carolina. Rich did as well. They got smoked
Yep.
38-21. South Carolina boat raced them. I mean, I think it was 17 or
Yeah.
something zero before North Carolina even scored. So not much of
They
a
got
game.
manhandled by the Gamecocks.
Yes, they did. Next one was the Peach Bowl. Pittsburgh was getting 2.5 points versus Michigan State. I believe we both picked Michigan State. And this one came
I
down
did
to
as well, too.
an interception at the end of the
Yeah.
game. Because I was watching it, I was betting the game. I was like, has I didn't know how it was even happening.
Yeah.
But I think it was it was a really good football game. Yes, and Michigan ended up winning by 10. So
Yeah, it was closer than I thought it would be. I thought Michigan State would win by more.
Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma State getting 2.5 points versus Notre Dame. I took the Cowboys. Rich, I could not believe picked Notre Dame, and we both were on the Cowboys all year. His daughter went to school there.
Yep.
That was another good game. Oklahoma State was down big.
Yeah.
Trying to think, I mean, what, 25, 27 points, something like that? I mean, they were getting smoked. Came back, made a football game, and a very
Yep.
good football game.
Yeah, I had picked Oklahoma State in that game.
They were same way all year, because they controlled their own destiny. They could have gotten the playoff, and then they decided
Yeah.
to not be a
Oklahoma
40 and a
State,
man.
they played, I think they went something like 5-1 against ranked teams. They played like six ranked teams, probably more than any other team in college football this year. And they went
I've
5-1.
forgotten.
And I think the one loss they had was the at the end of the season that kept them out of the final
Championship game to
four.
Baylor.
At Baylor, yeah. Yep. And they had beaten Baylor earlier that season.
I forgot until recently that Tyreek Hill actually went to Oklahoma State. I completely forgot that. I
I
didn't even
forgot that
remember
too. I,
that.
don't even think I knew. I don't think I didn't know that where Tyreek Hill came from.
They
What
produce some good
school?
receivers down there at the Oklahoma State.
Yeah. But I thought Oklahoma State really was. You'll hate me for this. I thought they were actually the fourth best team over Cincinnati in college
It's
football
kicking you
this year.
off. Hey, you know what? They probably would have given him a better game than Cincinnati did. That damn, we'll talk about that in a second.
I don't think anyone was going to put up a good game against Alabama. I think Alabama's hit their Alabama stride.
The Outback Bowl, Penn State against Arkansas. I took Arkansas minus one. I think Rich did too. Yeah, he took
He
Notre Dame. That was
did.
our difference.
Yeah, he
So
took Penn,
Arkansas
he took
minus one,
Arkansas.
and they won 24-10 pretty easily. I
Yeah.
don't think I watched that game.
I didn't I had taken Penn State and I was wrong.
Yeah, oh, it happens.
Occasionally.
The Citrus Bowl, Iowa plus three is who I picked for some reason against Kentucky. I just
Yeah.
thought that Kentucky looked really good early in the year, kind of fell off. Iowa has a phenomenal defense. They can't score points. So they lost 20-17. I didn't really watch that
Yeah.
game either.
I didn't watch it
This
either. Rich took Iowa. I had taken Kentucky myself. I just never believe in Iowa. It wasn't so much that I
I hate
hated
Iowa.
Kentucky. I just never believe in Iowa. I
Well, that's, they say
remember at
wild,
one
but
point. Oh, go ahead.
I said, you know why all the trees in Illinois lean towards Iowa, right? Because Iowa sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. I like just those of you who don't know, Nate's always dropping good jokes in our Twitter message board just between the Tallest of Titles crew. He's got good dad jokes. He's got the best dad jokes.
Trying.
But in that game, I took Kentucky just because I never believe in Iowa. I think they're a bunch of choke artists. And actually, Iowa, I remember at some point, I think they got as high in the rankings early in the season. They got as high as number two or at least number three.
As I said, two or three, I couldn't remember which it was.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I'm like, oh, stop it. Just please stop it. And sure enough, they crapped the bed like the following week. And after that, they tumbled down all the way down. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad they lost.
Me too. Sugar Bowl, Baylor versus Ole Miss. I took Ole Miss minus one. I didn't really, I thought it'd be a really good shootout. Matt Corral gets hurt, and I was so disappointed. I mean, for him, I hope. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard what actually happened.
What's the injury? Anyway, is it something like where he won't be able to play next year?
Well,
like ACL you're talking about, or just like
right now while we're talking?
Okay. Yeah, I took – all three of us missed on that. All three of us took Ole Miss, and we missed on that. We missed on Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Yep.
it just – I don't know. It's frustrating to see, you see all these guys opting out and guys wanting to play.
Yeah.
And then, you can get hurt doing whatever. You can get hurt lifting weights, preparing.
I'd play, but I don't, I get it when someone doesn't want to play in a bowl game like this. I get it. As a matter of fact, who was it? What game was it? If you happen to recall, there was another instance where, it was a quarterback, I believe, didn't play. It was a quarterback entering the draft, didn't play, and his backup, the quarterback who played in his place, I think got seriously injured, like wrecked his knee or whatever. And it wasn't Matt Corral. It was another, trying to think who was it.
Corral's, the x-rays came back negative. So he's okay. Yeah, but they carted him off the field. He came back in crutches. So it was like, oh shit, cause he's top three, top five quarterback prospect,
absolutely. He's got to be top three. Yep.
I think Coach and I've talked about it a couple times. We hope that he goes somewhere, kind of like Dak did to Dallas, where it wasn't, you're starting today, has a good supporting cast and is able to learn, not like, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, those kind of guys, Pittsburgh, it gives him a chance.
Pittsburgh's, all they really need is, really just some good young talent on the offensive line. That's it. Other than that, they've got the weapons to ready to roll and a great coaching staff.
Oh yeah, Tomlin's awesome. Probably one of the most exciting games of the. Oklahoma State game, Michigan State game was good too. The Rose Bowl game, Utah versus Ohio State. Ohio State was given 4.5 points. I took Ohio State. As did Rich.
Rich too.
And
yep.
At first, I was like, "Holy shit, they're getting blown out!" And then that Jackson Smith, Najibur, whatever, just incredible game. CJ Stroud, same way. Ohio State won 48-45, didn't cover, but just that game was amazing.
That was a wild game.
So much fun to watch Utah.
That was a wild game. Hats off to Utah, too, because I thought this game was going to be a blowout. Way I see it is that Ohio State, and it's been like this for a long time, I believe, like the past like 6-7 years, really, is that the only team in the country that can compete with the big-time SEC teams, whether it's Alabama or LSU when LSU was really good, or Clemson when Clemson was really good, or even Georgia, the only non-SEC team that's really been able to compete with those teams in the Southeast has been Ohio State. And so I figured, and Ohio State normally has no problem beating up on Michigan or Notre Dame or whoever else. And I always see Utah as kind of like another Iowa. Always like kind of like a bunch of choke artists, to be honest with you. Your team, like a team that will, throughout a lot of seasons, get kind of like overrated, overblown.
Yeah.
And But you know, they did Utah, the Utes had a really good year. And I think they wound up being ranked like number 13 or 11, if I recall correctly. And you know, they made it a real game with Ohio State, and I was really impressed with that. I thought it was gonna be a
Yeah, fun.
blowout. It
Yeah,
was a good game. Good game.
The next one, heartbreaker for me. Georgia, Michigan. I took Michigan plus 7.5 as a Michigan fan. They just
Same here.
looked like shit.
SEC team.
Yeah, just Georgia's too good.
Yep.
You know, and Michigan,
I took Michigan as well.
you know, it is what it is. They looked like shit and
Man, I'll
whatever.
tell you,
Won the
I
Big
thought
Ten.
you, I'll tell you, they, I thought too, like, man, the Georgia players, like the defensive players, I thought looked so much bigger than the Michigan players. Like, I thought like the Georgia defensive players look like they look like NFL adults, like guys like 25, 28 years old. And I thought the Michigan offensive line, you know, not the offensive players, I thought just looked so much smaller. And I thought even like the O lineman, not just like a wide receiver who's obviously gonna be smaller, but I don't seem like such a big body difference. It's just something I noticed. But so yeah, I had
Eating
taken
all that
Michigan getting
Chick-fil-A
the
in Florida, you
points.
know, that's what it
Yeah,
is.
yep. That's what it is. That's the secret formula to their success.
That's right. Yeah, it is
Cheaters.
what it is. I mean, we'll see what happens next year. So, and another
Yep.
heartbreaker, Cincinnati getting 13 and a half against Alabama. Only took it, been riding them all year, had to take it. I thought
Yeah.
Luke Fickell and the guys would give him a little better for football game.
Yeah.
Another just a shitty game. It was boring. They didn't
I
stand a
don't think.
chance. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, listen, it's like Alabama's just. Yeah, Alabama's just, you know, a level above. You're a tier above everyone else. So it's like when you're playing them, they're probably better than some like better than some, you know, NFL teams, including my Giants, the Lions, the Texans, the Jaguars. Alabama could probably beat all these teams. The Jets, I wouldn't be shocked at all. That's just they're just in a tier unto themselves. And you know, in Cincinnati, listen, I don't think, you know, Alabama kicked the crap out of Georgia, you know, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I think they're going to kick the crap out of them again. Georgia doesn't have the offense to keep up with Alabama.
No,
And
and Nick Saban can
Alabama.
stop the Georgia offense, like the pocket QB, pocket passer quarterback, you know, not the
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson type from Louisville deal. Saban
Yeah.
can, you know,
Oh.
that's what his strength is. And yeah.
They don't have a great offense. They don't. Like their best offensive weapon really is their a rookie tight end, a rookie freshman tight end, Brock Bowers.
He's a stud.
Georgia, like that. He says, "Oh, I
He's the
love
best
the
pass
guy," but
catcher.
yeah, he's their best weapon, really. Like, and that's you can't. It, honestly, they would Alabama would have curb stomped Michigan as well. I do believe so.
I think from now on, and I'm not gonna say it next year just because though they deserve it. I won't say that shit ever again. That's not a real thing. Strength of schedule is all that matters. If you don't play anybody, and I don't give a shit anymore. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. That was a waste of a game. They didn't deserve to be there. I don't care what anybody says. I said they did, and I wanted them to be there. Obviously, they didn't. And I mean, going forward, can we just not even let these other conferences be in the playoff? Because it's a waste of time. You know, all these.
I think
I'm sorry. They don't have the talent. Alabama has, you know, what? Let's say there's 100 kids. There's more than that. There's more than 100 kids on the roster. But you know, four five-star kids. You know, Cincinnati has 15 five-star kids. You know, if that. You know,
Listen, I
and
think
not, no
strength and
detriment to the kids at
schedule.
all. It's not even fun to
I think
watch.
you know, I'm not gonna like I don't necessarily think that Cincinnati didn't belong there. I think Cincinnati versus Michigan could have been a different story, you know.
That'd been fun,
It
but then
maybe even Cincinnati versus Georgia, possibly, but I think the defense would have been too good. I think Cincinnati versus Michigan would have been that could have been interesting. But I think strength of schedule counts for a lot. And like I said, Oklahoma State, they were like I said, as far as I could tell, they had played more ranked teams than anyone else in college football this year. I think it was six, you know, and it was and they won five of them except for that final loss against Baylor. And they had lost it also, I think, to Iowa State, but Iowa State wasn't ranked, at least at that time, you know, earlier in the year. I think it was Iowa State. Anyway, Iowa State actually had a pretty good game, but
Pretty
Alabama's
solid
just a
stud.
beast, man. Yep.
And we'll do a
Oh,
pick,
do
I
you want to?
guess, for the, I'd say national
Oh, go ahead. I'm
championship.
sorry.
I was just gonna say do a
Oh,
pick for the
yeah.
national championship. I already bet Alabama. I got it at plus 2.5. It's at plus 3 now. I'm taking Alabama as a dog all day, every day. I'm going to put more money on it.
I don't care if it was plus 7. I'd be going Alabama. Yeah, I can't believe it's only plus 3. Yeah, I can't believe it's only plus 3. That's crazy. Georgia's favorite. What's that?
Georgia's
Alabama's getting 3? You're right. I misread that. I don't understand. Wait, Georgia's favored? Mm-hmm. That's, oh my God. You know, I'm not advising this to anyone, but, you know, I'd understand if someone bet their mortgage on Alabama. I think this is like, you know, I'm not advising anyone do that, but I think this is just like Alabama's getting 3 points.
Hey, be who you can afford to be.
They beat the crap out of Georgia. They just beat the crap out of them, like, what, 3 weeks ago? That's crazy. That's crazy. So, yeah, you're taking Alabama. I'm taking Alabama, and I'm sure Rich is taking Alabama. Yeah, oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yes.
And, oh, do you want to do the Week 17 results?
That I was really bad in. I don't really care about it.
So was Rich.
He was 1-4. I was 1-5. I can go out where I missed it real quick, wrap it up with it.
Yeah,
missed for it. On the Tampa Bay minus 13 at the Jets. They somehow won 28-24.
Who didn't miss on that? Who didn't miss on that one, though?
Yeah, we don't need to go into that game. We can sit here for hours. Missed on the Bills minus 14.5 against the Falcons. They won by 14. I don't know.
I missed on that one.
It is what it is. Missed on the Cowboys minus 5.5 against Cardinals. I thought the Cardinals were dead.
Same here.
I was wrong. Missed on the Browns minus 3 the Steelers. I guess it was Ben's last night. I should have known. Steelers won 26-14.
Yeah, I think I think I took the Steelers in that game.
Nick Chubb stopped getting the ball. That's what I don't get. Just give him the ball every freaking time.
You know what? You know, I agree with you. And I noticed, because I had him in my Frankenstank league, and I noticed that, like, after, like, the middle of the third quarter, it didn't seem like his touches or his carries or his yards went up. So I thought maybe he had gotten injured. But, you know, the Browns offensive line is hurt too, and they need that because they're totally reliant on their running game. So I think I had actually taken the Steelers in that game, though. I just didn't like the way that the Browns had been trending.
And then,
but yeah, the
only game.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, only game I was right. I had Eagles minus 3.5, and they beat the football team by 4 somehow.
Only yeah, it's a good game there. Yeah, Eagles are rolling, man. They're rolling and having a good year.
Their defense, front 7's good.
It is good. It is good. They're having a good year. 9-7. They're having a very good year, the Eagles. Okay, Rich. He was similar as you. He had one win. And that was he took the Patriots over the Jags. It was like 15-point spread. Patriots won 50-10. And then he had 4 misses. He as well missed in the Tampa game. He took Tampa. And Tampa only won by 4. He missed on the 49ers game.
He took the Texans plus 12.
He took the Texans plus 12. Gotcha. He took the Texans plus 12. Okay, so the 49ers won 23-7. He also missed on the Cowboys game. So I guess he had taken the Cowboys giving 5.5, and they actually lost the game to the Cardinals 25-22. And he took the Rams, who were giving 3.5 to the Ravens, and that was missed because the Rams won by 1. The Rams did win, but it was by 1 point.
Yeah. That came down to the wire.
Yeah, it did. That's a tough one, man. I give credit to the Rams. You know, I know the Ravens are as banged up as any team, but the Ravens, you know, the game I think was in Baltimore. The Ravens always, you know, they always fight hard. They always fight hard.
Yeah, they will. They always will. So
they always will.
But, well, that is gonna do it for this week. We'll be back in next week. You know, getting ready for Wild Card Weekend and whatnot. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, give us that 5-star review and hit the like and subscribe button. You can find me on Twitter, Nate_Dirt19. My buddy Joe over here, Joe J_Clark, right? Yep.
That is it, my friend.
On Twitter. And then you can find the show at Toilets and Titles. You know, like I said, check us out. Check out our Patreon and our website, toiletstyles.com. And like I said, shoot us a DM any questions you got. And Joe, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure. Sorry I had to skate out for a bit in the middle. But
no worries at all, man. Thanks for having me. Oh, that's awesome. That's good news. I remember those days, man, having to worry about that. Now my boy's 13, so he better be asleep.
Yeah.
It's like midnight here. He's probably awake under his covers with the phone. So, but as long as he gets up in the morning from school, I'm like all good and his grades are good.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a pleasure being on here, man. And everyone out there, to our millions of viewers, enjoy the final week of the regular season for the 2021 NFL season. Yep. All right, man. I'm going to do the outro. Let's see if it works.
Hell yeah. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, man.